Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin to arrive in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India for India-Russia annual summit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart to co-chair India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says protecting wildlife and living in harmony with nature are integral to India's civilizational ethos, recalls success of Project Cheetah on International Cheetah Day today. Union Minister of Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi launches 100-day intensive awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat. Fitch Ratings revises India's GDP growth forecast for current financial year to 7.4%, citing robust private consumption and positive impact of recent tax reforms. And now, the news in detail. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. More in this report.
Russia has been a long-standing and time-tested partner for India. Development of India-Russia relations has been a key pillar of India's foreign policy. Since the signing of the Declaration on the India-Russia Strategic Partnership in October 2000, India-Russia ties have acquired a qualitatively new character with enhanced levels of cooperation in almost all areas. During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial Meeting in New Delhi today. Defence Ministry in a statement said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence during the meeting. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Rajya Sabha MP and former Foreign Secretary Harsh Vardhan Shringla today said that there is a lot of expectations from the visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin to India. Talking to reporters outside the parliament, Ms. Shringla said that his visit will open new possibilities of collaboration between India and Russia in various areas, including agri-products, marine and seafoods. Mr. Shringla said that defence sector will also be the focus area of discussion during Mr. Putin's visit.
It's a very important visit. There is a lot of expectation with regard to this visit because he's coming with seven ministers, Minister of Finance, Minister of Defense, Central Bank Governor. There is the India-Russia Forum also that will take place at this time. There is a lot of emphasis on the economic cooperation this time. There is a focus on new areas that we have not previously looked at with regard to our exports to Russia, like agriculture, marine products and seafood, engineering goods, IT. There is also a mobility agreement that is being talked about, which will enable Indian skilled and semi-skilled workers to go to Russia.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished all wildlife lovers and conservationists dedicated to protecting cheetah on International Cheetah Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called cheetah one of the planet's most remarkable creatures and recalled the success of Project Cheetah, launched 3 years ago. He highlighted that the project was launched with the aim of safeguarding this magnificent animal and restoring the ecosystem in which it can truly flourish. Mr. Modi said that it was also an effort to revive the lost ecological heritage and strengthen our biodiversity. The Prime Minister further noted that it is heartening to see cheetah tourism growing in popularity as well. He added that India is proud to be home to several cheetahs and a significant number of them are born on Indian soil. He encouraged more wildlife enthusiasts from across the world to visit India and witness the cheetah in all its splendor. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed their greetings to all the Indian Navy personnel, veterans and their families on the occasion of Navy Day. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted that from securing trade routes and strengthening the blue economy to leading humanitarian missions, the Indian Navy embodies discipline, compassion and responsibility. On this occasion, Vice President Radhakrishnan said the Indian Navy stands as a symbol of the country's maritime strength, vigilance and commitment to safeguarding its national interests. In a post on social media, Prime Minister Modi has recalled that he celebrated this Diwali with the naval personnel on board INS Vikrant and termed it unforgettable.
मैं नौसेना परिवार के सभी सदस्यों को नेवी डे पर विशेष रूप से बधाई देता हूं। आपके लिए ही कहा गया है, चलो नई मिसाल हो, बढ़ो नया कमाल हो, झुको नहीं, रुको नहीं, बढ़े चलो, समंदर में हमारी नेवी देश की समुद्री सीमाओं और व्यापारिक हितों की सुरक्षा के लिए तैनात रहे। आज चाहे ऑफशोर पेट्रोल वेसल्स हो, सबमरीन्स हो या एयरक्राफ्ट कैरियर्स, आज भारत की नौसेना की ताकत अभूतपूर्व गति से बढ़ रही है।
Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal said that in recent years, the Northeast has become a center stage of development in the country. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, the minister said that the region has seen a speedy growth across the sectors, including connectivity and communication through various policies and programs implemented by the central government.
He has decided and taken a strong determination that we'll have to bring this particular region to the central stage of development. That is why he has directed all the council of ministers to visit Northeast every fortnight with their ministerial departmental scheme and program, and also directed all the senior officials to visit Northeast and to understand the hopes and expectations of Northeasterner. That is the way he has started to promote Northeast, and ultimately in the last 11 years, whatever development we have seen, it is unique. Now it has become one of the most favorable destinations for investment.
Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, Jagat Prakash Nadda, has rejected the opposition's allegations that the government is avoiding discussion on issues raised by it. Responding to Congress member and Leader of the Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge's allegations, Mr. Nadda today said in the House that the government is ready to discuss every issue in the Parliament and it has not avoided any discussion on issues demanded by the opposition. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minister of Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi today launched the 100-day intensive awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat in New Delhi, marking the first anniversary of the Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign. Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur was also present on the occasion. Reaffirming the nation's commitment to ending child marriage, the Union Minister administered a national pledge to the participants. As part of the 100-day campaign, a series of structured awareness activities will be organized across schools, colleges, universities and panchayats. The campaign will include awareness rallies, Nukkar Natak, wall paintings, poster competitions, debates and Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat pledge ceremonies aimed at mobilizing communities and strengthening the national movement against child marriage. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister Annapurna Devi said that the government has set a target to make India child marriage free by 2030. The number of operational airports in the country has more than doubled in the last 11 years, from 74 to 164. Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol said this in a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today. He said India's aviation industry has experienced significant growth in the past decade. The minister informed that the regional connectivity scheme Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, launched in 2016, has enhanced regional air connectivity and made air travel affordable. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has informed the Rajya Sabha that the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has registered and investigated 27 human trafficking cases, resulting in 169 arrest and charge sheet against 132 individuals. Replying to supplementaries in the House, Dr. Jaishankar said that apart from this, NIA also arrested two key traffickers from Haryana and Punjab in August and two more individuals from Himachal Pradesh in October this year.
Where state governments are concerned, sir, the maximum number of trafficking is from the state of Punjab. The Punjab government has constituted a SIT and a fact-finding committee. As per information given by them to us, 25 FIRs have been registered against 58 illegal travel agents. 16 accused have been arrested. Where the state of Haryana is concerned, 2,325 cases have been registered. 44 FIRs have been registered. 27 people have been arrested. Also, one very significant trafficker has been arrested by the state government of Gujarat.
The death toll in cyclone-hit Sri Lanka has reached 479, with 350 still remaining missing, while the island braces for adverse weather conditions forecast for coming days. Widespread destruction has been reported across multiple sectors in Sri Lanka due to the recent adverse weather conditions. According to the Commissioner General of Essential Services, B.K. Prabhat Chandrakirti, over 1,700 tanks, 480-plus dams and almost 2,000 canals under the Department of Agricultural Services have been damaged. Fitch Ratings has revised India's GDP growth forecast for financial year 26 to 7.4%, up from the earlier projection of 6.9%, citing robust private consumption and the positive impact of recent tax reforms. The global rating agency noted that private consumer spending continues to be the primary engine of growth, supported by strong real income gains, improved consumer sentiment, and the benefits emerging from the Goods and Services Tax GST 2.0 reforms. For financial year 27, Fitch anticipates India's growth to moderate to 6.4%, with domestic demand remaining the dominant driver. Fitch also forecasts a strengthening of the Indian rupee next year, estimating it to hover around 87 rupee per US dollar. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading slightly lower in afternoon trade today. The Sensex dropped 39 points to 85,068, while the Nifty dipped 4 points to 25,982 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, realty and FMCG were gaining the most, while media services and telecommunication witnessed selling pressure. The top Indian shooters are geared up for the ISSF World Cup final, set to take place from today in Doha, Qatar. India will field a 15-member team led by world champion Samrat Rana, alongside top shooters like Suruchi Singh and Manu Bhakar. The World Cup final hosts the best shooters of the year in each of the 12 individual Olympic categories, who will fight it out for the Best Shooter of the Year award. The IMD has forecast cold wave conditions over Rajasthan, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana and Delhi for the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Odisha till Saturday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Russian President Vladimir Putin to arrive in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India for India-Russia annual summit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart to co-chair India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says protecting wildlife and living in harmony with nature are integral to India's civilizational ethos, recalls success of Project Cheetah on International Cheetah Day today. Union Minister of Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi launches 100-day intensive awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat. And Fitch Ratings revises India's GDP growth forecast for current financial year to 7.4%, citing robust private consumption and positive impact of recent tax reforms. And with that, we end the midday news.